This was last year, Ramadan Sharif. Husband got sick and he had to undergo, he was in hospital. Now they were doing all different tests on him. So they had, now you have to inject every time to take out blood to do tests. I'm telling you, I'm in the masjid, I'm telling you what this lady told me. She said, Moana, every time they pricked him with a needle and he flinched, it actually brought joy in my heart. She said, the pain he has inflicted on me all these years, when they had him, when he was helpless like that, and every time they pricked him and he jumped, it actually gave me joy. So I used to actually go there to the hospital to see them pricking him. Because he was bashing up for I don't know how many years. So if we had that type of a husband, then that lady is not going to look forward to that husband coming home. But if we are proper husbands, like how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a husband, how the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala were husbands to their wives, then that wife, how happy she will be now when that husband comes home. How happy those children will be when that husband, that father comes home. So even more happier than that, the family members that have passed away, when this family member now passes away and he comes to the akhirat, even more happier those family members are to receive him and to welcome him. So we mustn't think that we took that person, that son of ours or that brother of ours or father of ours, and we put him into the qabr and now he's alone there. No. Provided the person passed away with iman, the person was doing amal salih, so this person has got a lot of company there. He's got a lot of company. Hazrat Amr bin Dinar radiallahu ta'ala says, the ruh of a deceased person remains in the hands of an angel after it comes down now. Isn't we discussed those ahadith that first as Jibreel alayhi salam, he doesn't even keep it a second in his hand. He puts it immediately on the tray and then it is taken up. It is taken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then the conversation that takes place, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that now record his name amongst the illiyin. And then Allah Pak says, now return him, return the soul to the body, because this body has to go now for questioning in the qabr. So now when the soul comes back, now it remains in the hands of an angel. The angel holds the soul. The ruh of a deceased after dying remains in the hands of an angel, from where it observes how his body is being given ghusl. How his body is being given ghusl, it observes. Now I always mention this, that our burial societies in all our towns in South Africa and in other places also, and especially our Maritzburg also, they are doing a great service. A great, great, great service to the Muslim community. And it is, you know, it is a great khidmat of deen that they are doing. Allah Pak must give them jazai khair, take them from strength to strength and accept whatever they are doing. However, when it comes to a deceased in our family, we must take the initiative to give ghusl. If we don't know how to give ghusl, then they are there to assist us. The burial society is there to assist us. But we must go and give the ghusl. Because how the father will give ghusl to his son, or how the son will give ghusl to his father, can anybody else do it that way? No. And the soul of the deceased is observing how the ghusl is being done. It is observing how the ghusl is being done. So sometimes people just become mechanical and they will just carry it out. But now if it is if the close family, they are giving ghusl, what adab and ihtiram they will show to that body? They will show a lot of adab and ihtiram to that body. So the soul, it observes. Then it also observes how the kafan is being put on. It observes this. Now imagine the soul, the person's father passed away and he's watching All strangers giving me ghusl. Not one of my family members are here to even give me ghusl. Not one of my family members are here to even give me kafan. So we must give the ghusl, we must be there. And the burial society people, they will assist us, they will show us what to do, they will educate us. It is nothing difficult. Everybody has a bath, we know how to bath. Now we just have to bath the deceased. There is nothing difficult at all. And then the kafan also is very simple, how to put on a kafan. They will assist us. Then it also observes how the body is being carried. When we go to the Kabristan, etc., how it is being carried, it observes all of this. And while the body is still on the bier, the angel says to him, listen to the people praising you. That's why they say you must always talk good of the deceased. Talk something good of the deceased. So the angel tells this person, see how they're praising you. The wife is lamenting the loss of a wonderful husband. The children are lamenting the loss of a wonderful father. The neighbors are lamenting the loss of a wonderful neighbor. Patients are lamenting. Clients are lamenting. Customers are lamenting. Everyone is lamenting. As it always, my Shaykh Azman Spatel Sardawan Barakatum, he says, when we came into the dunya, we were crying and everybody around us was laughing. So it mustn't be that when we're leaving the dunya also we are crying and everybody is laughing. When we're leaving the dunya, we must be laughing, everybody must be crying. Because we must be happy at all the praises that people are showering on us and the ni'mat that Allah Pak has got in store for us. And the people are crying, they are sad that we have lost such a good person. Such a good person has left the dunya, he is gone. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for every human there are two doors in the sky. Every human has got two doors in the sky. From one door his deeds go up, and from the other door his sustenance comes down. So his sustenance comes down in accordance to his deeds. His amal go up and his rozi comes down. When a pious person, a mu'min passes away, those doors in the heavens also cry for him. Because all the time, they were the sabab now, the wonderful amal were going up and sustenance was coming down for this person. Now when he passes away, those doors are closed, finished. So they also lament and they cry the loss of this person, this pious banda of Allah Pak. Hazrat Atta Khurasani rahimahullah narrates, any banda who makes sajda for Allah on any portion of the earth, that portion of the earth will give evidence on behalf of this person, and that earth, that ground also cries on the day of his death. A person is making sajda here. Now we had that other uncle, Bauda Mota. So he used to stand here for namaz. Every time he stand here, he used to leave his car keys here and he used to stand here. Right? Then we had that Yunus Mota, Sheikh Ji. He was a paban mu'takif every year. He was the one person who every Eid night also he used to spend in the masjid. Alone he used to spend Eid night also in the masjid. So now how many places in this masjid he must have made sajda? Then that other Vauda Mota, the one who gave the land for the masjid. So he read Taraweeh here one year, right here in the front. Now he's making sajda here. Now they have all passed away. They have passed away and they have gone. So many other Musallis also have passed away, they have gone. So they have passed away and gone. The ground also cries for them. The ground misses that forehead that used to go down on in sajda. Then sometimes we are reading namaz in our homes, we are reading namaz in our business places, different places we are reading salah. So wherever we are reading namaz, the ground now misses that person. The ground cries for that person. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala numa says, the earth weeps for a mu'min for 40 mornings. The earth carries on crying for that mu'min. For 40 mornings the earth cries for that person. That now there is nobody going to make sajda on this spot. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a mu'min passes away, listen to this, look at what Allah Pak has kept in store for us. Wallah, if we can only appreciate these things, then it is just like how the father says to his son, that my son, all I want for you is to study. You study. You study and you get your degree. After you get your degree, don't worry. This property is yours, this car, whatever car you want, I buy it for you. What house you want, your woman you want to marry, I sort everything out for you. But give me that degree. Get your degree. Don't you get wealthy parents, they tell the son. They say, just study properly. Just get your degree. After that, whatever you want, I'll sort it out for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, just get your degree. Your degree in Iman. Your degree in Islam. Your degree in Taqwa. Get your degree. You just got a short space of time, just this dunyavi life. Then you're going to write your final exam the moment you are passing away. After that, whatever you want, I will sort it out for you. Whatever you want, I'll give it to you. The father, his resources may be limited. He'll tell the son, whatever you want, I'll give it to you. When the son qualifies, he said, I'll give me Lamborghini. The father said, no, leave Lamborghini, you'll buy you one city golf. Father's resources may be limited. But Allah Pak's resources, there is no limit to Allah Pak's khazana. It is limitless. Now look at this. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, the son of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,